last winter blue. So cold, no lies, and my fire smoke would not rise. Soon as the smoke would try to depart, it'd be froze up harder than a landlord's heart. Now I called up the police, yes, and they came round 3 days later and very broad down. Sergeant, he gave a hysterical croak. Says, what do you think you have going here? Some kind of a joke. Of course, I wasn't laughing. He said, you're causing us officers so much grief. Why don't you give us some relief? Why don't you call the fire brigade? Oh, maybe why don't you try shoveling the smoke up the chimney with a spade? Now I borrowed a spade from the woman next door, and I broke up the smoke that remained on the floor. I shoveling away till the closing of day and singing a smoke shoveling song. After working so hard, I went out to my yard. And I looked up to my chimney so long, there was nothing to see there. Just a 1,000 foot high, way into the sky, was a pillar of smoke full of song. There was an airplane stuck in it, but I didn't notice at first. It was so cunningly disguised as a dragon. Come the summer at last, though it was rainy and fast, the pillar it melted away. Now the airplane fell with a big smoky smell, and echoing around all over the town was the words of the smoke shoveling song. And anyone telling a big story would have to be telling a lie. Anyone thinking a bigger one up have to be very high.